Joshua Ravensbergen's playoff beard isn't getting any longer. If he needs to shave at all, that would be a big surprise to his Prince George Cougar teammates. Just 17 years old, he's earned his spot as the go-to goalie for the Cougars, and on Friday night at CN Center he showed everybody why he's got that job. The North Vancouver native stopped all 21 shots the Kelowna Rockets fired his way for his first WHL career playoff shutout, and the Cougars rolled to a 4-0 victory in Game 1 of the best-of-7 Western Conference semifinal. "It was super fun, the team played great in front of me, and this is a great first win with the series," said Ravensbergen. "The second period was a fun one and I made some saves when I had to, just to help my team out when I could. I just try to go out and have fun, and that's when I'm at my best, when I'm not thinking. It was a lot of fun with all the fans." Ravensbergen had 6 shutouts during the season, and that tied the WHL record for rookie goalies. He had several chances to record the 7th, but it didn't happen. "But there's nothing as valuable to a goalie as a playoff shutout, and he earned that gem with yet another calm performance that belies his tender age. It's huge for us, we can rely on him and we know if we make a mistake he'll have our back, so hopefully he keeps riding that, and we'll keep playing solid in front of him," said Cats defenseman Chase Pauls. "He still looks like a baby, but he's a hell of a goalie and we're glad he's on our team, he's keeping us in every game." The opening period was scrambly and neither team could sustain much offensive zone pressure. The Cougars hadn't played in 9 days after their first-round sweep of the Spokane Chiefs, while the Rockets had 5 days between games since they eliminated the Wenatchee Wild in 6 games. "It was a chess match at the start and we got better as the game went on," said Cougars head coach and GM Mark Lamb. "In the third period they really started feeling it and it was an excellent game for us. We really locked it down in the third period. That feeling out process started to go the Cougars' way in the late stages of the opening period. The Cats had the 7 unanswered shots on goal heading to the break and one of them found the back of the net." Defenseman Ephraim McNutt, who had all of 3 goals in 64 regular season games, picked an opportune time to jump into the play, with Andre Becker and Zach Funk leading rush. McNutt took a backhand feed from Funk that ticked off the leg of goalie Jari Kaikkonen and chipped it high in behind the Kelowna goalie. Cougars play-by-play announcer Cole Waldie interviewed McNutt in the pregame show and asked the 18-year-old native of Truro, NS, if it was going to be him or defenseman Bauer Demansky who would break their playoff scoring drought first. McNutt waited until he was on the ice to make his final answer, scoring the game-winning goal. "That was definitely a bit of inspiration, who would get it first," said McNutt. "I said dumber. I guess I didn't have enough faith in myself. I just found a seam and jumped into a hole and luckily it popped off the pads and got to me. I was in the right place at the right time and kit was an easy one for me." Tidge Aginla came within a goalpost of tying it, not long after the sellout crowd of 5,867 had a chance to calm down from Ephraim's goal, which sent the fans into a frenzy. The Cougars' penalty killers were called into action for the first time early in the second period. Ranked 2nd in the WHL in the playoffs while shorthanded, 93.8%, heading into the game, the Cats went on the offensive when Tarek Parasak pressured Caden Price at the blue line and took off on a breakaway, finishing with a low snapshot for his 5th goal in as many games in the playoffs. "I think even the first goal was something we kind of gift-wrapped for them, a poor change on our part and they came at us with a 4-on-2 rush. It's playing right into their game and the shorthanded one definitely hurt," said Rockets head coach Chris Millett. "We had some good zone time, but I think Ravensbergen saw everything that came his way." The Cougars held a slight territorial edge and had their chances to pad the lead. Oren Strom put a shot off the post late in the second, but the Rockets also came close that period. Aginla's toe drag foray forced Ravensbergen to make a tough save 9 minutes in. Max Graham had 3 grade as denied, including a 2-on-1 chance with Ethan Mittelstedt coming out of the sin bin. But each time Ravensbergen was ready for it. The Cougars broke it wide open in the third. Cougars winger Cone Zimmer made up for a lazy holding penalty when he came out of the box and got the puck up to Parasak on the right wing boards. Parisak gained the zone and while falling fired off a rink-wide pass to Riley Height, who immediately dished to defenseman Keaton Dauhaniuk, who scored from the slot. It was his third of the playoffs, triple his season scoring output. Two goals from defensive-minded defensemen. That was more than enough to impress the 20-year-old Pauls. "Love to see that," said Pauls. That was Nutter's first point. They were grilling him on the broadcast about not having any points and he scores tonight and shuts them up. "Dow as well, those guys are playing well and it's awesome for our group." Not long after Dauhaniuk struck, Borja Vallis worked a two-on-one give-and-go with Funk, tapping in Funk's return feed from just outside the crease for his third playoff goal to cap the scoring. The Cougars set out to pressure the Rockets' defense by putting pucks behind them and that strategy worked well. Kelowna's defensemen were rarely afforded time to make crisp passes to exit their zone and their two potent scoring lines didn't get the chances they needed to gain traction in the O-zone. When the Rockets did get to neutral ice, the quick-footed Cougars were masterful at creating turnovers that stopped them dead in their tracks. The crowd gave the Cats' spine-tingling standing ovation send-off as time ticked down in the final minute. The win was the 14th straight for Prince George, dating back to their regular season streak that now has them on a 2-2-0-1-1 roll. Game 2 is set for Saturday at 6 p.m. Loose pucks. With their assists on the series' opening goal, Becker extended his point streak to 24 games and Funk has now gone 19 consecutive games registering at least a point. The Portland Winterhawks beat the Everett Silvertips 8-2 in the opening game of the other Western Conference semifinal. The winners of each series will meet in the Western Final that starts April 26. In the Eastern semifinal openers, the Saskatoon Blades scored a 4-1 home ice win over the Red Deer Rebels, while the Swift Current Broncos also won at home, beating the Moose Jaw Warriors 7-2. The Rockets and Cougars last met in the 2011 playoffs and Kelowna swept them that year. The Cougars took it to 5 when they lost to Kelowna in 2000, the only other time the teams had a postseason encounter. WHL Playoffs. Western Conference Quarterfinal. Prince George Cougars vs. Kelowna Rockets. Cougars lead best of 7 series 1-0. Game 1. Friday summary. Rockets 0 at Cougars 4. 1. Prince George, McNutt 1, Funk, Becker, 1834. Rockets at Cougars. First period. Penalties, Calhoun Kell, fighting, LaJoy PG, fighting, 16-19. Second period. 2. Prince George, Parisak 5, 3-24, shish. Penalties, Zimmer PG, hooking, 2-42, Mittelstedt Kell, interference, 6-32, Zimmer PG, holding, 19-21. Third period. 3. Prince George, Dauhaniuk 3, Height, Parisak, 1-34. 4. Prince George, Vallis 3, Funk, Pauls, 4-02. Penalty, Parisak PG, tripping, 13-40. Shots on goal by Kelowna 4-1-3-4-2-1. Prince George 1-0-1-3-1-0-3-3. Goal, Kelowna, Kaikkonen, L4-3. Prince George, Ravensbergen, W, 4-0. Power plays. Kell, 0-3. PG, 0-1. Attendance 5,867. Referees Adam Blosky, Jared Luko. Linesman, Michael McGowan, Anthony Maletta. Scratches. Kelowna. D. Landon Cowper, healthy, D. Lachlan Stayforth, healthy, R.W. Luke Shetler, suspended, Prince George. D. Drew Peterson, healthy, L.W. Arjun Bawa, healthy, D. Carson Carrolls, healthy, R.W. Nicholas McLennan, healthy, L.W. Lee Shergott, healthy, R.W. Caden Lemire, healthy, R.W. Patrick Sopiars, healthy, G. Brady Holtvogt, healthy.